John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." When I retired from full-time ministry, I took a full year off, a sabbatical, from preaching and leading worship. When I began to supply on weekends, my schedule wasn't as full as it is now. So when I was scheduled to preach in a congregation, I could attend worship the week before to meet the pastor and the people. Just a few weeks before the final worship service at St. Stephen's in Erie, 2 years ago, Joe and I worshiped the week before I was scheduled to supply there. As we drove home after worship, within a half a mile, we passed a sports field. There were a lot of cars and lots of people. And it was raining pretty hard. And I said to Joe, "They can play sports in the rain even, but they can't come to church." That afternoon, it hit me. That was wrong. That was a wrong thing to say. The next Sunday in my sermon at St. Stephen's, I said this: "I would have been a better pastor, a better Christian, a better human being if I would have wished them well, hoping and praying that no one gets hurt in the rain, hoping and praying that those youth are safe from all the ways that our world is unsafe. I would have done better passing that sports field in the rain to have given them a blessing." As I drove by that sports field, I was pretty much acting like the apostles in today's gospel reading. I was judging a group of people who weren't in my circle. In chapter 9 of Mark's gospel, the apostles were still learning what it means to follow Jesus. They weren't seasoned yet. They weren't seasoned disciples. This is the first time that the Apostle John spoke in Mark's gospel. If Mark was a traveling storyteller, as I've suggested many times, John was a minor character. He only speaks twice in Mark's account. Both times, John calls Jesus teacher. Jesus was teaching that those who follow him are not some elite club that excludes or judges others. We don't make a circle around ourselves to keep others out. Our circle is to expand, to include others in all ways. Jesus taught the disciples, don't stop those who are doing good. For them to get rid of demons, that's a good thing. This is a major theme of Mark's storytelling. Jesus came to do battle with the demons, battle with sin, battle with evil in the world. And we know the end of the story. Jesus wins the battle. Jesus gave his life in this battle. And Jesus was raised from death, and he was victorious. I saw a comedian this past week who began a set with these words. The hardest part about being a Christian was being better than everyone else. But according to Jesus, we're not better than everyone else. Here's my modern paraphrase of this teaching of Jesus. Hey, teacher, I saw an atheist doing an act of kindness. We still condemn them, right? We're better than they are, right? And Jesus says, no, for crying out loud, student, the mission here is to stop demons. And that person stopping demons, good for them. The mission here is love. Getting rid of demons is a good thing, whoever does it. Acts of kindness are a good thing. Acts of kindness get rid of demons. Seasoned disciples are tolerant and loving towards those who don't follow Jesus. Jesus teaches that our battle isn't against one another, should never be. Our battle is against the demons. Our battle is against the sin. Our battle is against the evil in the world. If someone is doing an act of kindness or justice or peace or healing, we embrace them and we support them. In fact, in the name of Christ, we love them. Seasoned disciples pass a rainy sports field and give a blessing. Seasoned disciples bring blessings and kindness and love into the world. When the Apostle John asked that question, he was unseasoned. He had a lot to learn. If this was the same John who wrote the New Testament letters of John, he learned well. Those letters have a basic, powerful theme. God is love. He wrote, "We love because God first loved us." And this is the first ingredient of a recipe for seasoned disciples. The first ingredient is God's love. There can be no recipe for being a disciple, certainly not a seasoned disciple, without this ingredient, God's love. Don't measure it. For this recipe, it's a good thing for God's love to overflow. And it will. The next ingredient is fire, salted into our souls. Be salted with fire, Jesus said. Fire salted into our souls to burn out the impurities, to get rid of the sin. The impurities in metal are removed by intense fire. And when the impurities are gone from metal, the metal is the way it was intended to be, pure and beautiful. Seasoned disciples want to get rid of the impurities, the sin, the judging from our souls. Seasoned disciples want to become their best selves, pure and beautiful. Being salted with fire will hurt a bit. But when the sin is purged, we're our best selves. Once the sin is purged, next ingredient, do acts of kindness. Do acts of compassion, of caring and love. And that's what the teacher teaches. Love one another. Give a cup of cold water to someone who's thirsty. Feed the hungry. When Jesus said, have salt within yourselves, he meant for us to have God's love and compassion within ourselves. Rather than spending our energy on judging and criticizing, pray. Give a blessing. Be God's love in the world. Have this salt within yourselves and be at peace. Be at peace with one another. As I've said before, seasoned disciples marinate in God's love. The world isn't an easy place. The world can be dangerous and hateful, scary, lonely, divisive, disease-ridden. There's war, there's terror, there's evil, there's sin in the world. But disciples of Jesus never marinate in those things. Disciples of Jesus, seasoned disciples, marinate in God's love. That little part was a quick summary of my sermon from last May. We marinate in God's love. Jesus said that salt can lose its saltiness. In the culture of the day, this literally meant to be foolish. It's foolish for salt not to be salty. That's foolishness. Jesus is saying this. It's foolishness for a disciple to be hateful or hurtful. It's foolishness for a disciple to judge. Don't lose your saltiness. Don't lose the flavor of being a disciple. So here's my recipe for seasoned disciples. Receive an overflowing measure of God's love. Marinate in this love for a long time. And next, turn up the fire. Burn out the impurities and the demons in your soul with the fire of God's love. And next, draw a spiritual circle to include everyone in this recipe. Add abundant acts of kindness, compassion, caring, and love. Give a cup of cold water to someone who's thirsty. Send a card. make a meal, make a phone call, and then sprinkle appreciation upon anyone who does an act of kindness. Give them a blessing. Last ingredient, marinate in God's peace. And at the bottom of the recipe card, repeat daily. Let us pray. Pray for the church, all disciples of Jesus, that we may become more seasoned in God's love. Pray for those who try to exclude others. Pray for those who are excluded or who feel excluded. Pray for different flavors of believers. Pray for those who struggle with faith. Pray for atheists. Pray that everyone will be able to marinate in God's love and listen to the voice of God. God is speaking to everyone we've just prayed for. And more. God speaks. God says to all, I love you. I love you. I love you.